right. Welcome to another edition of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello 60s show. This week, the Trottingham Sound, the Dave Clark 5.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine.
I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Show. This week, the Dave Clark Five. This week's episode is dedicated to my Aunt Debbie, who gave me my first musical influences at the ripe old age of 11 months. There is an 8mm video of me dancing with my Aunt Debbie next to a record player with Dave Clark Five 45s spinning on them. From 1964 to 1966, no one rivaled the Beatles more than the Dave Clark Five. Then the psychedelic age hit, Dave Clark Five lost their footing, and the Beatles exploded. Opening our show, the number six hit from April of 1964, Glad All Over, followed by the number four hit from May of 1964, Bits and Pieces. And you just heard, Can't You See She's Mine, the number four hit from July of 1964. The band was formed by one Dave Clark from Trottingham, Middlesex, England. He was born on the 15th of December, 1939. He was the drummer manager for the band. He was the beginning of the Shrewd Managers, as from the very beginning, he retained total control of his music catalog, and does so to this day. How do I know this? His manager is one John Eckert from Sioux City, Iowa, who was also Tommy Bolin's first manager in the band A Patch of Blue from 1965 to 1967. A few years ago, I wrote an article on Tommy Bolin for St. Cloud Buzz and the Roseville Patch, and I get a phone call at the store. He says, is Richard there? I said, that's me. He says, my name is John Eckert. And he said, so you were a friend of Tom Bolin's? And I said, no, I wasn't a friend of him. Big fan. I'm from his neighborhood. I work for his brother. He said, no, you knew him. Only his friends called him Tom. The industry called him Tommy. He hated that. I said, no, it's from an autograph that I got from his brother. I work for the estate. I said, well, how do you know Tommy? He said, well, I was his first manager in A Patch of Blue. I said, no kidding. He said, yeah. I said, what do you do now? He says, I manage rock stars. I go, anybody I know? He says, nah, I don't think so. You ever heard of Sam the Sham? And I go, and the Pharaohs? Who hasn't heard Wooly Bully? I said, who else? And he goes, this other guy, he used to be famous. I said, who would that be? He goes, yeah, Dave Clark. I said, of the DC Five? And he said, same one. I said, can you? And he goes, no, do not ask me for his autograph. He doesn't like to sign autographs. I said, that's too bad. I'm a huge fan. And he went on to tell me about how Freddie Mercury was his best friend, and that's why he signed to Hollywood Records. And did a limited 2-CD release back in the 90s. And when it was done, it was done. Dave Clark does not want his music out there. That's why we're doing the show, folks. The number three hit, Because, from September of 1964.
It's right to feel the way I do. As I write my letter today, tears start falling from my eyes. I remember things we used to say, and the ties that bind our love. Only one thing I want to do, come home. Please remember while I'm away, I think of you night and day, of the things, of the fun, while we were one. Only one thing I want to do, come home. I know I'm coming home to you. I didn't think I it would be, whoa, whoa, as bad as it's been, no, no, no. But now I'm coming home to give you a ring. As I write my letter today, tears start falling from my eyes. I remember things we used to say, and the ties that bind our love. Only one thing I want to do, come home.
You just heard Don't Be Taken In from 1965, dedicated to a very beautiful blonde lady I once met in 2011. Preceded by Coming Home, a number 14 hit from March of 1965. And before that, Everybody Knows, version 1, a number 15 hit from November of 1964. Followed by Any Way You Want It, the number 14 hit from January of 1965. I discovered that song because Kiss covered it in 1977. In 1964, the Dave Clark 5 was so popular that the Remco company that released the Beatle dolls released a set of Dave Clark 5 dolls, and they were sold by the set. The only difference being is the Dave Clark 5 doll was 5 inches tall, and his four bandmates were only 3 inches tall. The vocalist, keyboardist for the Dave Clark 5 was not Dave Clark. No. It was one Michael George Smith from Edmonton, England. He was born on the 6th of December 1943. He passed away on the 28th of February in 2008. Their guitarist was one Lenny Leonard Arthur Davison from Enfield, England. He was born on the 30th of May in 1944. The bassist was one Rick Richard Huxley, born in Kent, England on the 5th of August in 1940. He passed away on the 11th of February in 2013. I remember it well because that's when I wrote my article on the Dave Clark 5 for the Roseville Patch and MrZeros.com blog section. Their saxophone player was Dennis Archibald West Payton, born in Essex, England on the 11th of August, 1943. He passed away on the 17th of December, 2006. For those of you who were around back then, the Dave Clark 5 did in fact play Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Armory on Friday, the 27th of November in 1964. How many of you folks attended that show? Coming up now, the number 7 hit from August of 1965, I Like It Like That.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
I said the name of the place is I Like It Like That. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Places I like it like that. They got a little place down the track. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. And you take Sally and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Oh, come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I Like It Like That. My shoes, they had some cat shot in the booze, and people were yelling and shouting for more, and all they kept saying was a go, man, go. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Let me show you,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
I said the name of the places I Like It Like That. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I Like It Like That.
Here they come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on, we were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Catch us if you can, catch us. precious if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Out. Out.
Try Too Hard, the number 12 hit from May of 1966. Before that was Over and Over, the number one hit from December of 1965. Mr. Zero Psycho Jello radio show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, sponsored by Jambot's Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's a train game for your cell phone, folks. Check it out. It's also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, right next to Mavericks in Old Mexico and Music Go Round. Mr. Zero's carries records, CDs, cassettes, video games, toys in the package, and movies too. If you'd like to hear past episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you'd like to learn more about the Dave Clark Five, check out my article on RosevillePatch.com. There are over 100 articles to choose from, on other artists, of course. Coming up now, Look Before You Leap. Following that, the number 48 hit from November of 1966, 19 Days.
You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner.
Well, one fine day I met this girl, and she was oh so fine. Well, she said, boy, I'm gonna love you for a long time. Now I said, oh wait, ha, wait.
To look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner.
Well, she said, right, I'm gonna prove you're wrong. Just you wait and see. Now take my hand and look into my eyes, and you'll disagree. But I said, now wait. Wait, oh wait, yes, wait.
You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leap. There's heartaches around every corner.
Now that she has seen the light, I was understood. Cause the very next day she walked away with someone else like I knew she would. So I said, now look, look, oh look, oh look.
You got to look before you leap.
Believe me, baby,
there's heartaches around every corner. You got to look before you leap.
I'm telling you now,
there's heartaches around every corner.
So look, look,
look before you leap.
In 19 days. In 19 days. 19 days before I get to see my loving girl again. 19 days, been away too long. I can't stand the pain.
Out the number 7 hit from May of 1967, You Got What It Takes. The album that came off of features a cracked mirror theme, and a band that really loved the Dave Clark Five paid homage to that cracked mirror theme 20 years later on their album Crazy Nights. That band was Kiss. Check out the two album covers, folks. They are very similar. Following that will be the number 43 hit from January of 1968, Everybody Knows, version 2.
For you, everybody knows you say.
You have just experienced the Psycho Jello 60s radio show. I am Mr. Zero. Thank you for attending the rock and roll party.
Nerd is the word in St. Paul. Mr. Zero's Arpenter, Lexington, next to old Mexico.
Vinyl records, compact discs, costumes so you can dress like his. VHS and DVD, classic action figurines, video games from Nintendo, Sega, Sony, Coleco, Mr. Zero, Psycho Jello, vinyl record radio. Listen on your Sunday drive, 10 a.m. WDGY. Kissing time is rocking hard, Ace Frehley smoking guitar.
Just like 1974.
Nerd is the word in St. Paul, Mr. Zero, Larpenter in Lexington, right next to Old Mexico. Come to Mr. Zero's.